NDR Info. Nachtclub.
Bei mir im Studio in der zweiten Stunde ist Hazel Wild und Oliver Kettingham, also von der Band Lanterns of the Lake aus Newcastle. Und sie kommen bei mir beide gleich zu Wort. Aber wir hören erstmal Musik von ihrem aktuellen Album Beings. Wir hören jetzt das Titelstück. Hier ist Lanterns on the Lake. Und das war Lanterns on the Lake mit dem Titelstück von dem aktuellen Album Beings. Bei mir im Studio sind Hazel und Oliver von der Band. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm glad you could make it.
Thank you.
I'm glad you could get past security.
Yeah.
Right. And you've just come from Copenhagen, so you've had a tiring trip behind you, but you seem quite fresh and dynamic to me.
Yeah, it's only the first part of the tour, really. We've only done a couple of European dates so far, just Paris and Copenhagen, so...
So you're not worn out yet?
Not just yet. Maybe a couple more days.
Sie haben gerade Ihre Tour angefangen, deshalb sind Sie noch so frisch. Sie sind noch nicht so ausgelaugt. Also so weit, so gut. Sie haben nur ein paar Konzerte gehabt bisher. Right, so the third album came out at the end of last year, and people often talk in terms of the difficult third album. But, I mean, there can be a positive spin on that, that people actually do really find their feet by the time to get to the third album, which is the impression I get with this, because to my mind, you've never sounded so confident as you do on this album.
Yeah, I think we were discussing this the other day, actually. This album, out of all of them, was probably the least difficult. I think maybe with the first and second one, there was probably, is it fair to say, a little bit of pressure that we put on ourselves. But with this one, there was no difficulty, really. It just was really natural. We didn't have any expectations. We weren't trying to convince anybody of anything. It was just... quite an honest, natural music to write for us.
Yeah. I think quite like early on in your musical career, when you've brought out one or two albums, you naturally start listening to the feedback you get from it. You read the reviews, all those kinds of things. And that, I think, has an impact on some of the work that you do. But I think by the time we got to our third album, we pretty much reached the decision that we didn't want to listen to any of the noise that was going on around us. We just wanted to make the music that sort of came out. And that's what we did.
Okay. Ja, Sie sagen, dass dieses neue Album eigentlich ziemlich entspannt entstanden ist. Das war gar nicht so anstrengend, wie Sie sich vorgestellt haben. Und zwar wahrscheinlich deshalb, weil Sie an Erfahrung gewonnen haben und auch, weil Sie das Gefühl hatten, nicht unter Druck zu stehen. Es hätte natürlich schon sein können, dass Sie unter Druck gestanden hätten, aber Sie meinten, es war gar nicht so, weil das war eher der Fall bei den ersten beiden Platten. Und weil Sie schon etwas reifer waren, dann haben Sie einfach gedacht, wir machen einfach, was wir wollen. Wir machen uns keine Gedanken darüber, was die Leute über uns sagen. Und in der Vergangenheit haben Sie dann viel mehr auf Rezension geachtet und auf Reaktionen, auf die Resonanz. Und das ist Ihnen inzwischen egal. Also Sie denken, Sie machen einfach eigenes Ding und Sie wissen im Prinzip, also was Sie machen müssen, um sich dann wirklich wohlzufühlen. And when you've grown as a band, does it also mean that the actual the process of maturity, which everybody goes through as they get a bit older, that actually happens in sync with each other in a sense, do you think? Do you actually sense that happening creatively? Like the point I was making about you sounding more confident, that the sound is more expansive than it was. And I mean, does that kind of, are you that closely knit? Do you actually notice that effect, that you actually play off each other in that respect?
Yeah, I think so. I think especially for me, Al and Paul, who plays guitar in the band, we've played in bands since we were a lot younger. I think we've played together for, is it about 13 years or something like that? So we've kind of grown as songwriters and as musicians together. I think when we started out, you didn't even know how to set up your drum kit,
no.
Did you?
No.
We didn't know how to write songs. And so everything we've learned about music and about ourselves and growing up as people and all those problems you go through in life, we've done that together. So when it comes to writing music together, we definitely feed off each other and we have quite a natural instinct about each other.
Right. Yeah. Got a lot of shared experiences, and I think that just because we come from the same place, I think it makes it easier for us to understand the direction we're going in musically together, and make those kind of joint decisions as a band. And I think that's kind of it. It keeps it cohesive and actually makes it more cohesive as we go along.
Okay. Also Sie sagen, dass der Kern der Band ist, also Paul, Hazel und Oliver, und die spielen zusammen seit 13 Jahren. Die waren schon früh in anderen Bands zusammen, bevor sie diese Band Lanterns on the Lake gegründet haben. Und deshalb haben sie natürlich sehr viel Gemeinsamkeiten. Also sie haben eine enge Verbundenheit. Und sie haben wirklich das Leben quasi zusammen kennengelernt und sind zusammen aufgewachsen. Und die ersten Schritte waren natürlich sehr einfach. Also ganz am Anfang wusste Oliver nicht mal, wie er sein Schlagzeug aufbauen sollte selbst. Und sie haben es gelernt, im Laufe der Jahre effektive Songschreiber zu werden. Und das konnten sie eigentlich auch nicht richtig. Und 13 Jahre ist eben eine lange Zeit. Und die kommen auch selber aus demselben Ort. Und das hilft natürlich dann auch, was die Verbundenheit betrifft. Und sie haben so natürlich einen Instinkt und sie spüren im Prinzip die gegenseitigen Bedürfnisse von den Bands. Und die sind natürlich einfach dadurch sehr eng miteinander verbunden. Sie sagen, coming from the same place, which is Newcastle, which is not really the most well-known musical place in Britain. People tend to think in terms of London or Manchester or places like that. And has that been relevant to you, actually? You say that it's important you come from the same place in the sense that it bonds you creatively, but has the actual area coming from the northeast affected what you do? Do you think it's kind of left you, in a sense, maybe more on your own to be more innovative and not to actually follow people's other patterns which go on?
I would say so. I think we've always been felt a little bit isolated from, I guess, what's going on musically in the United Kingdom, to a certain extent in Newcastle as well. I think we've never really felt we're involved in a scene. We've just done things our own way, enjoyed going in our own direction. We've never felt that we were in the midst of a group of bands that were doing similar things. I think we've taken a lot of strength from the fact that we just do what we do and it's music that we like, and we've just been incredibly fortunate that other people like it as well. I guess as time has moved on and we've moved outside of Newcastle and started playing nationally and now internationally, I think you do feel sometimes a little bit divorced from the big music scenes that are taking place in, like you say, in Manchester, to a certain extent in Leeds and in London as well. But I think we've always enjoyed that isolation. It's something which probably maybe links into coming from living in the northeast, because it's quite an isolated part of the United Kingdom. It's something that we're used to and I think possibly thrive on.
Yeah, because like people go on holiday to Great Britain, then they don't tend to go to Newcastle, do they?
No, it's the furthest north you can get in the UK.
Yeah.
I think we probably feel more closer to like Scotland than we do London.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but do you think that people, that artists in Newcastle, I mean, you've painted a very positive picture about it, but do you think there's the downside of it, of people actually feeling artistically inferior coming from such a remote place, that people not taking you seriously, or...?
I think in the past, definitely when we started out in bands, there was a bit of a frustration and an expectation that you would never get anywhere with your music, because it just didn't happen for people where we were from. It was more likely to happen if you lived in Manchester or like Leeds or somewhere like that. I remember when we were playing in bands in the past, we'd have people from labels would promise to come up and see us, and they just wouldn't turn up because I guess it was just so far to travel. So there's a bit of frustration there, I think, but it's definitely become a lot more healthier. And certainly with things like, well, with the internet and with streaming and all those different ways of sharing music and what's going on, that's definitely helped our situation.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're not on a remote Scottish island, are you? I mean, it is a major city, let's
say.
Yeah,
it is. But it's a small city and there's, you know, just a small collection of bands.
Right, okay. Ja, sie haben sich schon manchmal isoliert gefühlt, weil sie in Newcastle sind, weil es nie eine zentrale Anlaufstelle war, was Musik betrifft. Man verbindet natürlich Popmusik eher mit London oder mit Manchester oder die sagen auch mit Leeds in Zweifel. Aber Newcastle haben die Leute nicht auf dem Zettel. Es ist eine relativ kleine Stadt und es ist ein bisschen ziemlich überschaubar, was da geboten wird. Es gibt nicht so eine große Szene. Aber sie haben sich eigentlich darüber gefreut, dass sie so ihr eigenes Ding machen konnten, weil es bedeutete, dass sie besonders eigenwillig und eigensinnig sein konnten. Sie haben nie das Gefühl gehabt, irgendwie mit jemandem konkurrieren zu müssen. Und es ist, hat auch was Schönes, wirklich so sein eigenes Ding wirklich machen zu können, ohne mit anderen Bands verglichen zu werden, ohne mit anderen Bands in einen Topf geworfen zu werden. es gibt natürlich nicht nur Vorteile. Also es ist manchmal frustrierend gewesen am Anfang, bevor sie bekannt waren, weil es gab so Plattenfirmenmenschen, die behauptet haben, die würden irgendwie aus London extra nach Newcastle kommen, um sich die Band anzugucken live, und dann sind sie doch nie erschienen. Und sie haben am Anfang das Gefühl, die würden nie weiterkommen. Aber letztendlich haben sie es wunderbar geschafft und sind auch dort geblieben. There is a reference to a city, I think it's in the song I'll Storm, about the city as a dogfight. Does that refer to Newcastle then?
Yeah, or, I think that line came from...
A Wild Night Out.
Not a wild night out of ours. I think we'd had a quiet night in a pub and just walking back through the city on our way home. Yeah, that's where that came from.
Right, okay. Well, it might actually be a good idea to play that song then.
Okay.
So I'll Storm, isn't it? That's
yeah,
right. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, so dieses nächste Stück handelt nicht direkt von ihrer Heimatstadt Newcastle, aber erwähnt eben die Stadt in einer Textzeile, und sie hat es auch bestätigt, Hazel, dass es darum ging, also dass sie irgendwann an einem ruhigen Abend unterwegs waren in einer Kneipe, und es war auf dem Nachhauseweg, dann haben sie so Eindrücke gesammelt und dieses Lied ist dann entstanden. Das heißt I'll Stole Them von Lanterns on the Lake von dem Album Beings. So, das war I'll Stole Them von Lanterns on the Lake von dem Album Beings. Bei mir im Studio sind Hazel und Oliver von der Band. I mean, you must be aware of it yourself, but I might have hinted at it before, that there's quite a sense of urgency about this album, I think, in a way. It's not as dreamy, maybe, as you were to begin with. You started off quite dreamy and folky, to my mind. And you seem to be getting more muscular as you get older. And is that like a conscious thing, to get more muscular?
I don't know if it's a conscious thing, but we definitely feel more brave in what we're writing and what we're writing about. Not necessarily shying away too much about being honest with what we put in the music and how we play it. But also, I guess, just on that first album, we were just really finding our feet and learning how to be a band. And we had some nice songs and we tried to execute them in the best way we knew how at that point. And that's still what we're doing, still what we're trying to do.
Right. So not all that much has changed, really. It's more cosmetic, do you think, in that respect?
Well, yeah, I think there is. I think we have grown more confident as people. We've grown more confident working together. I think in our earlier music, we tended to layer an awful lot of stuff onto each song. And I think in this album, we decided to strip it back a little bit and try and bring it back to what we just sounded like when we were playing songs in a rehearsal room together, which is where we recorded the album, just to give it... to kind of try and bring the listener a little bit more into the environment of our music, the way we hear it when we're writing it. And I think it takes a little bit of confidence to do that. Sometimes if you can cover a lot of things by kind of layering up all sorts of instrumentation. And I think this time we just wanted to strip it back. And I guess it's just the confidence of having two records behind us, being out on the road, touring those, the interaction that you have with your listeners when you're out touring, or whether it's via the internet, that's given us the confidence to allow us to do that. So I think in terms of a more kind of muscular sound, I think that's just something that came as a byproduct of just having a little bit more confidence in ourselves.
Right, okay. And it was actually recorded in your rehearsal room, but it wasn't actually done live as such. It was done bit by bit, I presume.
Yeah. We didn't.
It's as live as possible. I think we tried to track things as live as possible together, and obviously things like vocals would get lost if we had a really loud drum kit playing at the same time. So
obviously,
that gets done later.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ja, die sagen, dass die Entwicklung ist eigentlich ein ganz natürlicher Prozess gewesen. Am Anfang, dann waren sie gerade dabei, zu versuchen, ihre eigene Identität zu finden. Sie haben ein paar nette Songs, aber die wussten nicht genau, wie sie die dann wirklich umsetzen sollen. Und sie sind natürlich kompetenter geworden, was das betrifft, im Laufe der Jahre. Und sie wissen eigentlich eher jetzt genau, was sie möchten. Und das klingt tatsächlich jetzt etwas dynamischer. Es klingt auch irgendwie robuster, der Sound. Und Oliver meinte, dass es auch daran liegt, dass sie tatsächlich das Album in ihrem Übungsraum aufgenommen haben und produziert haben. Und sie haben deshalb irgendwie dafür gesorgt, dass alles irgendwie so, dass die Genauigkeit stimmt, also was den Sound betrifft. Das ist, also ansonsten am Anfang ihrer Karriere hatten sie mehr so Schichten übereinander. Und es wirkte dadurch alles ein bisschen verschwommen und verträumt. Und jetzt ist eine gewisse Klarheit da, also eine gewisse Transparenz, die sie angestrebt haben mit diesem Album. Und das kommt eben daher, weil sie letztendlich kompetenter geworden sind in dem, was sie tun. And it's interesting, I think, when it comes down to the lyrics, I get the impression there's also been a shift of emphasis in a way. I hope I'm not generalizing too much when I say they seem to be coming more direct. That's the impression I get.
Not
bogged down so much by imagery, maybe, but kind of just more clear, more transparent, I think.
Yeah, I think I had a tendency probably in the past to kind of disguise what I was saying. And I still never feel really comfortable talking about what the lyrics are about and things like that. But maybe it's partly, as I was saying, a bit more of that confidence and feeling that more comfortable to just be honest with myself and put it in the music and, yeah, be a bit more direct. And I suppose some of the themes on this album are a lot more darker, perhaps, than the earlier, definitely than the first album. But I guess that's kind of reflected in the music as well.
Right, okay. Ja, Hazel hat auch bestätigt, dass ihre Texte sind tatsächlich etwas direkter geworden. Sie ist also ein bisschen unmittelbarer geworden, so was ihre Ausdrucksweise betrifft. Also nicht so viele verschlüsselte Botschaften. Aber sie meinte auch, dass die Thematik nicht nur offen und direkter ist, sondern auch etwas düsterer. Und das wird auch in der Musik auch wieder gespiegelt. Sie meinte, es passte einfach so, dass sie möchte einfach ein bisschen deutlicher werden in dem, was sie sagt und singt. Obwohl sie auch nicht so gerne direkt gefragt wird, also wovon bestimmte Songs handeln. Also so genau will sie sich dann auch nicht festlegen. Aber dennoch ist die Tendenz da durchaus, dass sie ein bisschen offener und direkter geworden ist. So we're not allowed to ask specifics, but I mean, there's some like fault lines to my mind. It seems to be maybe, you know, it's not, it seems to be reasonably evident what it's about, but you don't want to say anything about it at all.
I'm happy to discuss it. I always just kind of think, if people want to know what it's about, they can just listen to it. I think there's a few themes that run through the record, and certainly in Fault Lines, there's a bit of politics in there. There's a bit of just that kind of daily struggle that goes on.
Well, was that on the second album as well, wasn't it? Until the Colours Run,
yeah, to a certain extent, I think, a bit as well. Of that in there. And people, with that record, I think people kind of honed in on that, and that's what they thought the whole record was about, that we were like this kind of political band. That was just one element of
representing the underclass of Newcastle of the Northeast. Yeah. I mean, it would seem strange, really. I mean, if you're actually dealing in terms of propaganda and with this kind of music you make, it wouldn't really be very fitting. I mean, you wouldn't very much be fitting in the role of a Billy Bragg, would you? I don't think.
I think there's but like Hazel says, I think the changes in the sort of political landscape in the UK in the last few years, it's something that's happened, it's something that we're living through, it's something that has affected us and a lot of our friends and people that we know, especially in places like the northeast of England and the older industrial areas. So it's just natural, I think, that those themes creep into the music that we're making. They influence the music, and for Hazel lyrically as well. That's there because it's the world that's going on around us, and you know, Hazel is writing lyrics about the world as she sees it.
I think it would be fake just fake to not put things like that in the songs. It wouldn't feel honest, so that's why they're there.
So you're not going to start singing like Liz Fraser with the Cocteau Twins then?
No, I don't know.
Or Zico Ross. They've got their own language. What was it? Hopelandish,
I think. Yeah. I think lyrics are pretty important to me, so I'll stick with them.
Right, okay. Ja, ihre Texte sind, wie gesagt, direkter geworden, aber sie erzählt nicht so gerne wirklich, worum es geht. Aber sie meinte, dass schon mal bei dem zweiten Album gab es eine gewisse Tendenz da, dass bestimmte politische Themen angeschnitten worden sind, und das haben die Leute auch so dann begriffen und haben gedacht, es ist eine ganz politische Band jetzt, irgendwie so eine politische Band aus Newcastle. Und sie meinte, das ist stark übertrieben. Damit hat es nichts zu tun. Es geht einfach nur darum, dass sie natürlich das Leben beobachtet. Und Oliver hat auch bestätigt, dass es darum geht, dass Freunde von ihnen sind natürlich auch von der gegenwärtigen politischen Lage in Großbritannien, in den Nordosten von England, also auf jeden Fall beeinflusst worden. Sie sind davon betroffen, von irgendwelchen politischen Veränderungen, und das ist eigentlich völlig klar, dass solche Komponente dann in der Musik dann vorkommen. Und wir hören ein Beispiel, nicht so ein direktes Beispiel, wie gesagt, sie möchte nicht, also dass es irgendwie zu offensichtlich und direkt ist, aber dass es für ihre Verhältnisse ein politisches Lied ist, also Fault Lines von dem Album Beings von Lanterns on the Lake. So, das war Fault Lines von Lanterns on the Lake, und das neue Album heißt Beings, und Hazel und Oliver sind bei mir in Studio. It's, I mean, before we went on air, we would just discuss very briefly how you're not going to be necessarily so much of a daytime radio band, and I mean, you'd be fully aware of that, won't you? Mm-hmm. I mean, how modest are you about what you do? I mean, do you consider it to be pop art? I mean, do you have kind of lofty ambitions in that respect? Do you think you're doing something special as opposed to the run-of-the-mill, just average, so-called average guitar band, indie guitar band? I mean, obviously, we're talking about a different kind of band, aren't we? We're talking about Lanterns on the Lake.
I think we're doing something special for us and for the people that like our music. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. And I think most bands will feel that about their music, otherwise they wouldn't do it. So, I don't know, we just make the music that we love and that is really important to us. And luckily, when we're out on tour, we find that we've got that connection with other people and it's important to them, and they find that we're a special band to them, and that's really good for us. That's amazing. Yeah.
But I don't think we would have any ideas sort of beyond that. I think we make the music that we want to make, and it's there to be interpreted and enjoyed by the people that listen to it, and that's fantastic. And I think it's incredible for us that people do enjoy it, and that people find what they want from it. But I think it's up to other people to find what they want from it. I don't think we would ever sort of presuppose what we wanted to be or what we wanted to people to take from it. Like Hazel says, I think just as long as we feel that we've got music worth making, then we'll continue to do so, and hopefully people will continue to want to listen to it.
Ja, Sie sind sehr bescheiden, also wenn Sie gefragt werden, also ob es wirklich Kunst ist, was Sie machen. Es ist natürlich schon abseits von herkömmlicher Popmusik. Es ist schon Musik mit einem gewissen Kunstanspruch, aber Sie wehren sich ein bisschen gegen den Begriff. Sie meinen, Sie denken eigentlich in solchen Begriffen nicht. Es ist für Sie einfach so der Fall, Sie vermuten, dass alle Bands, die existieren eigentlich, dass Sie alle glauben, was Besonderes zu sein. Und Sie denken natürlich, dass es ganz wichtig ist, was Sie machen. Und diese Band Lanterns on the Lake ist auch keine Ausnahme. Und Sie freuen sich einfach, dass Sie Musik machen können, die anscheinend wertvoll ist irgendwie. Und Sie haben ein Publikum, das darauf reagiert und es genauso empfindet. Und so soll es auch weiter funktionieren. Und Sie sind einfach ganz froh, dass es so sein kann. So you don't actually think of your own music in terms of artistic merit? You don't measure yourself with other bands in that respect?
It's not something we really think about. We just get in a room together and write songs, and we never think, where does this stand on the scale of what other bands are doing? It's just...
Well, you're making yourself sound like Oasis now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like cigarettes and alcohol, that's how it came about, you know, just getting in a room and trying a few status quo riffs. And that's how Lanterns on the Lake came about, yeah.
I think, I mean, to a large extent, so much of the enjoyment, the pleasure for us just comes from playing music together. And that's where, that's why we do it, and as long as we continue to do that, that's where the music comes from. But opinions about music are so subjective. I think we all have our own opinions about other people's music. We can discuss it endlessly, sort of when we're down the pub. But there is no right and wrong. I think at the end of the day, it's for people to make their own minds up. And if you're lucky enough that lots of people end up liking your music, then that's fantastic. And I think that's kind of how you will be judged by, I guess. But I don't think I think it would be sending us down the wrong path to start sort of hoping or wishing for a certain amount of artistic merit in what we do. I think we just have to do it and then hope for the best.
Right. Ja, Sie sind der Meinung, dass es eigentlich ganz normal ist, was Sie machen. Also Sie freuen sich einfach, wenn Sie sich dann sehen. Sie treffen sich in Ihren Übungsraum und die musizieren zusammen. Und das ist im Prinzip die Basis. Und das ist die Basis, aus der alles entstanden ist. Und jetzt haben Sie im Prinzip eine langjährige Karriere deshalb. Und Sie machen sich einfach überhaupt keine Gedanken darüber, wie künstlerisch wichtig oder wertvoll es ist, was Sie machen. Sie haben nicht das Gefühl unbedingt, dass es so viel anders ist als andere Musik, die woanders vielleicht gemacht wird. Und in der Hinsicht sind Sie offensichtlich sehr, vom Naturell, sehr demütig eigentlich. But I mean, you must be aware of the fact that you're kind of avoiding sort of shallow nonsense in terms of pop music, aren't you? I mean... Mm. I don't know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think if we tried to write a song that would fit on, like, although I guess we have got a couple of shorter songs, but something it just wouldn't be honest or wouldn't feel like us if we were to try and write a song that would get on, you know, the daytime Radio 1 slot in the UK. It just would be, it just wouldn't be worth our while.
No. And that's, I mean, that's not the sort of music that appeals to us either. When we're listening to music, we're all looking for something with a bit of meaning to it. That's what that mixture of kind of just pure artistic merit and meaning is what we get from music, and it always has been. And I guess kind of recreating that balance and getting that balance right is maybe it is important to us. I think we don't want to write music that will just appeal for the sake of appealing. We want to, you know, I guess we do have something to say, so we'll say it, and then if people want to listen to it, they do. But I think it is something that we want to mix the aesthetics with something that comes from us.
Right, okay. Also Sie sagen, dass es tatsächlich so ist, dass Sie, Sie sind sich schon bewusst darüber, dass es nicht oberflächlich ist, das, was Sie machen. Also Sie würden sich unwohl fühlen bei den Gedanken, tatsächlich ein Poplied ganz bewusst zu schreiben, das dann passen würde im Tagesprogramm irgendwo im Radio. Das ist eigentlich nicht Ihr Ziel. Und das ist einfach, entspricht Ihrer Persönlichkeit, Ihrer Struktur nicht. Einfach Ihre so seelische Struktur. Und deshalb, Sie haben schon eine Vorstellung davon, wie es sein muss. Und das ist natürlich nicht im geringsten kommerziell ausgerichtet. In dem Sinne sind Sie natürlich schon einfach sehr eigenwillig. Und Sie hoffen einfach nur, dass es trotzdem ein Publikum dafür geben wird. Und wir hören jetzt noch ein Stück von dem Album Beings von Lanterns on the Lake. Hier ist jetzt Send Me Home. Und das war Send Me Home von Lanterns on the Lake, von dem Album Beings. Bei mir im Studio sind Oliver und Hazel von der Band. So in the classic old-fashioned sense, you are an indie band, aren't you, in the strict sense of the word, I suppose?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Independent label and independent of in spirit. How we operate. Yeah.
Bloody-minded or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever way you want to look at it, yeah. And one thing that I've noticed is also, because when it comes down to the arrangements, there's more kind of violin and bass on this, isn't it? There's kind of there's been a shift away from the guitars, isn't there? This kind of,
I think there's probably more guitar on this. People often confuse Paul's guitar with violins because he does play it with a cello bow and makes.
Oh, I thought
all
he was playing
kind of
the violin. He's just playing the guitar, is it?
Yeah,
oh, right. It's good to have you correct me on that.
Yeah, he has some quite unusual sounds, and people sometimes think it's a synth or it's a all kinds of things.
But he's doing a Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's a bit of brass on there, and there is some violin on there.
Yeah, there's brass. Okay, but there is violin on there.
There's a bit of violin. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I think we've actually taken quite well. We actually took a lot of instrumentation sort of off out of the mix with this record. But I think that's by having less on it, it kind of makes it feel a bit more full. It lets the instruments that are there breathe a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't sound sparse to me in that
no.
sense. No.
But there's much. I think there's far fewer instruments. Sort of per track, as it were.
Yeah.
It's more just the sound that we make, and I think that it's been much easier for us to recreate it live as well, because you know the songs were there and we'd written and recorded them sort of as they were pretty much. It's just maybe we've developed in the way that we can present ourselves.
Right.
The song "Beings" that you played first,
yeah,
it's probably one of the bigger sounding songs that we've got, especially towards the end, and that is. Pretty much live, just piano, guitar, bass, drums.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it
okay.
sounds a lot bigger, like Al says, because we've let those instruments just really breathe and...
Right, so you pulled a fast one on us, really, haven't you?
Yeah, it's all a trick, yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Ja, ich meinte, dass es besonders viel Geige gibt auf der Platte. Und das stimmt auch gar nicht. Das ist in Wirklichkeit Gitarre. Sie haben mich gerade korrigiert. Also Paul spielt die Gitarre mit Effekten, die dann oft wie eine Violine klingt. Und er meinte es natürlich auch so beabsichtigt. Es gibt schon Geigenspieler auf dem Album, so ist es nicht. Aber sie haben betont, dass es eigentlich relativ sparsam arrangiert ist im Vergleich zu den früheren Platten. Nur es täuscht ein bisschen. Letztendlich klingt es üppiger, als es eigentlich ist. Es ist einfach, weil sie sehr gezielt irgendwie zusammengestellt haben, dass es trotzdem einen vollen Sound gibt. Es klingt nicht sparsam, es klingt nicht karg, aber in Wirklichkeit ist es relativ sparsam arrangiert. Also der Schein trügt ein bisschen. Und gerade das Titelstück, das wir am Anfang gehört haben, Beings, sie meinte, das ist ein sehr gutes Beispiel dafür, weil es wirklich nur aus Piano, Gitarre und Bass besteht. Und dennoch klingt es wie ein so sehr großer Song eigentlich, fast wie so mit einem epischen Sound. Right, well, people who do have any awareness of Newcastle tend to think of the place as being this kind of very kind of working class, very wild place where people are just constantly drunk. And, and they have to kind of be sort of wheeled off the pavements on a Monday morning or whatever. But, I mean, you make a very sort of sophisticated and civilised impression on me. So, I mean, obviously that's going to be a misnomer, isn't it? It's just, it must be a huge generalisation. They're like the wildest place to go out in the whole of Great Britain and things like that. Or yeah, is there any truth in it?
I think there's probably the wild side of Newcastle of people coming on holiday or for, you know, stag and hen do's and that kind of thing. It's probably right that drinking culture is a big part of Newcastle, but it's a big part of UK culture anyway. Yeah. But Newcastle's got a whole range of things going on, a lot of art, a lot of music, all kinds of things.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's a good mix. It has, I think the cultural side has developed a lot over the last probably 15 to 20 years with sort of the venues for art and music and the events that you have on. But yeah, if you want a wild night out, too, it's still there if you want to find it. Yeah. But there's just a huge amount of diversity, I think.
But you're safely hidden away in your rehearsal room, so.
Oh yeah, we keep out of it. Yeah.
Although you were asking for trouble, really, with the first track on the album, where you talk about passing out on the kitchen floor with a drink in your hand. So.
Yeah, well, like I say,
that could arouse suspicion. Exactly.
Like I say, drinking culture is a big part of just the UK, so again, just like politics, that's going to come out in the music.
Okay. Sie meinten, dass also Newcastle hat diesen Ruf, also ziemlich wild zu sein. Also es ist dafür bekannt, dass große Trinkerkultur. Und sie meinen, es ist eigentlich schon natürlich so ein Klischee und es bezieht sich oft auf die Touristen, die extra am Wochenende dahin fahren, um eine wilde Zeit zu erleben. Und die normal Einheimischen sind eigentlich relativ ruhig und normal. Aber natürlich gibt es schon diesen Ruf und es ist schon eine Tradition. Und das bezieht sich auch auf ganz Großbritannien, meinen sie auch. Und Newcastle ist vielleicht ein besonders deutliches Beispiel dafür. Aber es ist natürlich schon der Fall, dass diese Band nicht wirklich so die Wildheit der Newcastler Kultur dann widerspiegeln wollen mit ihrer Musik. Dennoch, auf dem Album, das erste Stück auf Dustin Matte, dann singt Hazel davon, also wie sie ohnmächtig wird auf dem Küchenfußboden mit einem Drink in der Hand. Dann habe ich gesagt, ja, eigentlich hat sie selbst Schuld. Also wenn sie sowas schreibt, natürlich werden sie die Leute automatisch sie abstempeln als eine große Trinkerin aus Newcastle. Well, maybe we should listen to that to finish off, just to matter. It might be relevant. Finish off with the drinking culture of Newcastle. Well, thanks very much for coming out to talk, Jenna. I appreciate that.
Oh, it was an absolute pleasure.
Yeah. Have a good time tonight.
Thanks, okay.
So wir hören jetzt auf Dustin Matte, das besagte Lied, das Trinken erwähnt von Hazel. Und wir hören dieses Stück zum Schluss jetzt, Lanterns on the Lake vom Album Beings, Dustin Matte. Meine Studiogäste waren Hazel und Oliver von der Band Lanterns on the Lake aus Newcastle. Und das war der Nachtclub mit Paul Baskerville. Ich wünsche euch eine gute Nacht.
NDR Info. Nachrichten.